If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Gospel lesson has the historical account of Jesus coming into Jerusalem right before the Passover and before his Passion. And as he comes to look over the city of Jerusalem, he weeps. This, by the way, is one of the important facts establishing his humanity, that he has a full human nature, is that he expresses his emotion by weeping. And he's weeping over Jerusalem because they don't know the things according to their peace, and they are missing out on their day of visitation. And he prophesies that there will come a time when that whole town will be laid waste, not one stone standing upon another. And we know that historically that took place in AD 70, when Jerusalem was completely destroyed. The Romans pulled all the buildings down, including the great temple of Herod, not one stone standing upon another. They laid waste to it, killed men, women, and children, took the others into captivity, destroyed Jerusalem. So he weeps over Jerusalem, but it does not know the time of his visitation. Then he goes into the temple, and he cleanses the temple, because those who are making merchandise there and making money there and so forth in their greedy ways have made the Lord's house of prayer a den of thieves. So this historical account is important to us spiritually because we can see in it spiritual truths which have to do with our own following of Christ. It is a solemn warning to us that we not miss our day of visitation, and that we not be too busy with the things of this world, that there's no room for Christ, and that our own temple of the Holy Spirit is not made a den of thieves, but rather has place for God. So we can see it in a devotional way that way, that, are we being observant of the Lord's visitation, that we not miss out on our blessing. It interests me that the Lord says that Jerusalem doesn't know the things which are according to its peace. And the word peace in the Hebrew is that beautiful word shalom. And shalom means wholeness, harmony. And I heard a beautiful description of shalom. It is essentially saying things as they ought to be. So when there is shalom, things are as they ought to be. When there is peace, things are as they ought to be. So Jesus weeps because things are not as they ought to be in Jerusalem. And we can see that in our own human frailty as a human race, that when our first parents fall into sin, then things are not as they ought to be. They were at once in communion with God in the garden. They walked with him in the cool of the evening. They lived in paradise. But after they reject their Creator, turn away from Him, turn their back to Him, and make an attempt for self-sufficiency, which as a creature is impossible. We depend upon God, our Creator, even to take our next breath. So that kind of idiocy, as it were, brings them into ruin, and things are suddenly not as they ought to be. We see that in the rupture that takes place between Adam and Eve and God. God comes at the same time in the cool of the evening, and where are Adam and Eve? They're hiding. They've covered their nakedness. They are not at peace with each other. Things are not as they ought to be between Adam and Eve, right? Remember the blame shifting, this woman you gave me, she gave me. There's no peace in the place. They're not at peace with themselves. There is no harmony interiorly, as they are not even comfortable in their own skin, covering up with the fig leaves. There is no peace between them and creation. Now, from henceforth, death has entered the world by their sin, and the world itself is infected with death. And instead of living in paradise, they are now banished to live in a wasteland, a land that brings forth thorn and briar. And Adam will only be able to eat his bread in the sweat of his brow. So things are not as they ought to be, but with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is the great restoration. Now Jesus, who is the second Adam, will set things right. He will recapitulate our human race. And we see in the victory of his saving work that he has done all things well. And by the power of his resurrection, he is now establishing that kingdom of peace, that kingdom of shalom, where things are as they ought to be. And so we see that in the Lord Jesus Christ, that first human in the new order, the one who is now glorified humanity, and with him all is well. So we rejoice as Christians that now we are engrafted into his body, the church, and now God can begin to work things in our lives to bring shalom, to bring peace, to establish things as they ought to be. There is this potential through Christ to be reconciled with God. So the ancient curse is undone. Jesus is the great peacemaker between us and God. He is the bridge back to God. And so now that ancient rift has been healed. We now have access to the blessings of God who pours his grace into us as we are now united with Christ. We see also that the warfare between Adam and Eve, that warfare between man and man, is now united. We see actually in the great symbol of marriage, the Christian institution of marriage, which holds an absolute exclusivity to this union of one man and one woman in lifelong marriage. That is a symbol of the reconciliation that Christ has won for us, and that now love can heal that ancient wound, right? The war between the sexes can be reunited in each marriage. And the love that exists between a husband and a wife, that is a manifestation of the way things ought to be, of the way, you know, of when there is peace in the house. We pray for that, actually, in the marriage rite. May this man and this woman so love each other that their home may always be a haven of blessing and of peace, of shalom. Their home may it be a little kingdom of love where things are as they ought to be. We see also that through Christ, a person can be at peace with himself. There is no peace for the wicked. But when a person submits to the lordship of Christ, when they bend the knee, bow the head to the Lord Jesus and allow the King of Love to have dominion over their life, what happens? They come into a place of peace. There's a beautiful phrase in the confession prayer for morning and evening prayer. We confess to God that we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And we confess that we have not done those things which we ought to have done. So the confession prayer holds in it the idea that through our own sins, by our own refusal, our willful disobedience to the law of love, what has happened? We have broken peace. We have broken shalom. Things are not as they ought to be. But through the saving work of Jesus Christ, we may be forgiven of our sins, restored and reconciled, and now things are back to where they ought to be. So a Christian can truly find that peace within themselves. We see a deep healing happening with the coming of Christ. He is the great King of Peace, the King of Shalom. And we rejoice that the one who wept over Jerusalem is bringing that peace to us, and that is ours. There's a beautiful panel on the Cave Creek Cross. It faces east, so if you want to see it, you've got to walk around to the other side. And it shows Jesus in the desert places. And remember that Cave Creek Cross was based on the ancient cross, the Celtic cross, and it has in it this understanding where Jesus is depicted in a panel, Jesus in the wilderness. And the inscription reads, Jesus, King of Justice. And it shows with his dominion over the lion and the dragon who are together and at peace at his feet. And it represents that those who come unto the lordship of Christ, and allow him dominion in their lives, now have dominion over their human nature. So they are no longer ruled by their appetite, no longer ruled by their lower nature, their spirit is now in charge of things, and they are at peace in themselves. In other words, they have victory over sin. So today we hear the ancient story of Christ weeping over Jerusalem. We see that as a solemn warning that he not weep over us. And we rejoice as those who are partakers of the peace that Christ has come to give to us, that this King of Peace is leading us into that deep place of shalom, harmony, wholeness, manifesting in us now and establishing in its fullness when he comes again, things as they ought to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.